Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, and I'm here with Blake Smith. We welcome you on the journey. We are in Ordinary Time, the season after Pentecost. This is Proper 14, or Week 14 of Ordinary Time. And in this season after Pentecost, we learn what it means to be sent as empowered disciples. We are sent as the church to go and live the ministry and message of Jesus. So where are we with Jesus this week? Jesus is still teaching, and this passage is teaching about the kingdom of God. So let's listen to what Jesus has to say.
All right, and we are still in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, and we are in the 32nd through the 40th verse this week. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So why does this matter? I think one of the first things for us to just note here is we have all this kingdom language, and that's not, I mean, for us, we think of kingdom of God, and it's something in the far beyond that we are not familiar with and that we may or may not be able to relate to. We think of all the ways that Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. What we need to remember is that these words written in kingdom language were written to a people who lived in a kingdom. They knew what a kingdom was. And so it's probably helpful for us then to think about what is that kingdom that we live in. And that would be the governmental power, the structure, the systems, all of that that we live in the midst of that control our lives and set boundaries for us. That's the kind of kingdom that we would think about as we hear these words. And Jesus is telling them to prepare for God's coming kingdom. We talked last week about building bigger barns to put stuff in and hold so that we'd have it in the future and be prepared. And this is really saying to us again, think about today. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Where you put your time and energy and passions is where your heart is, where you spend your money, what you do with it in the day, in this time, is really, in a way, whether you mean it intentionally or not, is giving an idea of what your passions are, where your heart is. And so Jesus is saying, give away the stuff that ties you down, that causes you concern, stuff that you worry about, because it could be stolen from you. Sell it, give it away, use the income to do something good and care for others in the moment. And also, as you go along, watch and pay attention, keep your eye on the ball, so to speak, so you're ready for action. I mean, there are things all around us every day needing our attention, and not just our attention as individuals, but as disciples of Christ living in a governmental structure that has those same characteristics that we might find in a kingdom, those of poverty and oppression and all of the things that we associate with a kingdom, and especially with the slave language that's in this passage.
Yeah. I think about
We
the
need
ways
to.
we become slave to our culture or slave to our
Right.
political party or slave to our whatever, our context. And so we have to be careful when we start trying to compare what we're doing here with what Jesus was talking about, because he's talking about God's kingdom that turns everything upside down. What happens if our what surrounds us turns upside down? Right. So,
Right,
in what
exactly.
ways do I help make that turn upside down?
Yeah, I've always often shared the statement, what we have the right to do might not always be the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I think that's the case in the kingdom of God. We have a lot of rights, especially in our country, being that being the United States, that aren't always the right thing to do when it comes to caring for others. So
Absolutely.
we need to be ready to engage in God's purposes. So some questions that we might ask ourselves are, when have I watched? Being really careful and watchful, quietly, prayerfully, waiting, preparing for those opportunities, that come about every day that call for engaging in God's purposes. And what does it mean for me to be dressed and ready for action, to engage with the divine presence?
Isn't that what our mission prayer is about? Help me be awake and ready to respond, right?
Absolutely, it is. And I know that a lot of our listeners, a lot of us in Community of Christ have really made that a part of our lives. And the question is, do we pay attention to the words that we're saying? And what does that mean for us? What does it mean to be dressed and ready, prepared, awake, ready to go?
So I think maybe this week, Blake, we should live in that question. What does that mean for me to be dressed, if you will, and ready to engage with however God's presence appears in my life or whispers in my life? So maybe this week we should spend some time being intentional to be quiet, spend time with God's presence, try not to fill that time with our own agenda of requests and explorations with God, but rather reading or praying or walking in nature and simply being present, inviting God's Spirit to walk with us and read with us and pray with us so that we can begin to recognize what it means to be in God's presence and to be ready simply to engage in God's creation.
When you pray this prayer and you mean it and you are engaging, you will find those opportunities. You will have those moments.
Those things happen. Those things
Yep, they
happen.
do.
Absolutely. Well,
Well,
I think this week for me personally, that is going to be a really good way to figure out just where I am right now in my readiness. So,
yeah.
looking forward for that.
Well, then it will be perfect for us to close with a blessing called expecting. And this blessing is written by Carolyn Webster. I wait sometimes for hours, days, 9 months for an idea, a first line, or simply one word. I wait so long I never start. The stories, though, are there, aren't they? Gestating, always awaiting birth. I must prod gently, nurture, ease them out. That is peace, I think, delivering what emerges. Well, thanks for joining us here at Coffee to Go. We invite you, as always, to join us for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.